In this week's parsha, we have the story of the chet of the Eitz HaDa'as, which starts with Chava talking to the Nachash and saying that not only is there an issue to eat from the Eitz, there's also an issue to touch it. Pentamusun. As Rashi points out, she was moisiv on the tzivoy, and therefore she came lidei giroyon. So Rashi is not just playing on words. We know that there's the Isra Bal Tosef and Isra Bal Tigra. You cannot add on to the mitzvahs, you cannot subtract from the mitzvahs. And Rashi seems to be hinting over here to this idea that if you willfully decide to add on to the mitzvahs, eventually you're going to come and detract from the mitzvahs. That they go together. Now, we all know that halacha encourages, in case you have a suffix, the raisa, so you can derisa the chumra. We have Safat Rabbanan as the Kula, but we have this whole area of halacha where it's not clear, and we say you should be machmer. Then people take on personal hanhagas, personal chumras that they do. What message do we have here in these psukim vis-a-vis that phenomenon? Is there a message here over here? So, Deslo Zatzal point out the nature of a person is like a spring. If I take the person and I squeeze them down, or I take the spring and I squeeze it down, because of the strength which is all being absorbed by the this extra energy being put in, so eventually where you're holding it, it's going to stay put, but something else is going to burst. Some other place is going to break out. So if you push down the spring too hard in one place, some other place it's going to burst and push out. So he points out over here that what's happening is she undertook to add on to the mitzvahs. She created, as it were, her own personal chumrah. See, if she would have said, listen, the mitzvah of the Torah is to not eat. The commandment you were given is not to eat. I've undertaken this extra nature, this extra chumrah to do, to be careful. With the understanding that therefore it's only an extra thing that I'm doing. In case of necessity, I can be makel or whatever, however they undertook the chumrah, and put in perspective, so that allows the person to retain a certain amount of control over that. It shouldn't get burdensome upon the person. But if it gets to the point where it's burdensome upon the person, what's going to happen is that this chumrah that the person undertook, which seemed like something good at the time, is going to come out in some way. The nature of the person is that they're going to get pushback and plots out somewhere. In a different place in the sixth parsha, Rashi says at the end of the parsha that it was in the Chama to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he made man, by Yenochem Hashem, so one shot is he made man down below. Because he would have made him in the Shemaim, he would have encouraged the Malachim to be murdered against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He would have created a rebellion. So, Revolva in his Sefer Nechumash points out that there's no Yetzirah up there. So, what is this Yetzirah to rebel, or what is this urge to rebel if there's no Yetzirah? How do you understand that? So he says this idea of Rav Dessler, that this is the nature of the Rosh Hashanah made man. That we cannot pressure ourselves into things. They work for the short term. They work as long as we're under the pressure, but eventually something else is going to give. This is an important... So this is how man is made. So man is made, even in Shemayim, where there's no Yetzirah. The nature of man is that he needs to be able to assert his own independence, his own control, his own decision. If he's pushing himself too far in one direction, something else is going to give. So a person should think long and hard before he starts undertaking personal chumras, to be aware of the if there's any element of his nature which is feels uncomfortable with it, doesn't feel good about it. So you're pushing the spring, and the result will be that it's going to plot out in a way which you do not expect and do not want. That's an important awareness that a person has to have. That's why when the Bali Musar spoke of making Kabbalahs, especially during the Yom and the Royim, they spoke of making small Kabbalahs. So Revolva and Ali Shur points out that this was to address this issue. The goal over here is real movement, that a person's going to be doing something which he'd be able to maintain. being all gung-ho Motzei Yom Kippur allows us to sort of view the world that I can do this, but as the world fades away from Yom Kippur, so it becomes harder for me to have the motivation to maintain these things, and they become burdensome. And then we're back to this issue of that the person is going to even maintain his chumrah, there's going to be a price to pay in a negative way, which we do not want to happen. So be very careful when we do something, we should do it in a way which we know that I'm totally b'menucha with it, I'm able to handle it, and comfortably without feeling that I'm burdening myself, and that will allow us to move forward slowly but surely. And remember, the slow and steady wins the race, not the big rush to the end. Have a good Shabbos.